due to John's leadership and the new economy initiative, recognized there were some people interested in the conversation. We're having it privately and connected some dots between the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, some of our foundations, and the new economy initiative. About 18 months ago, we started a study to look at the impact that the foreign board were having on the regional economy and what were the challenges and opportunities. The study completed itself in May. During that process, we organized an advisory board of 38 regional leaders. As part of this conversation of changing what people think of in immigration, we didn't have any of the social service agency providers. We had all the, not all, but a number of the ethnic chambers. We had our business accelerator organizations, Tech Town, Detroit, Ann Arbor Spark, and Automation Alley, as well as our universities, hospitals, et cetera. You know, the report, I don't think we really have understood until we finished the report just how highly educated, highly entrepreneurial, and highly impactful the immigrant population is here in Michigan. I think it's hard to really understand what that population looks like when you're just bombarded by national media that focuses solely on this issue of illegal immigration. And so you're completely missing the mark on what the impact is in your own regional economy. During that process, we stole ideas from Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Philadelphia and a number of other places. But I spent time with Audrey and Richard and others in those communities, as well as Philadelphia. And so we came out with an 11-point strategic plan. We're now in the second phase of funding, fleshing out business plans for each of those 11 recommendations, which we'll be taking back to the New Economy Initiative Board of Directors, which is a pot of $100 million in philanthropic resources to look at three-year funding commitments around the 11 different initiatives. One initiative has kicked off on its own due to the Generation Support Foundation, which is we've brought the Welcoming America campaign. We are now the